I'm so hungry.
White peace.
Let's go. Let's go.
You think we're the same, but we're different. You think we relate, but we didn't. I'm staying on the grind, working my lane. I'm staying with the shine, hurting these flames. You didn't want to listen, but I told you. You didn't want to get it, but I told you. I told you, 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 I told you.
FCR 247, you're now live in the mix. I'm your host, Twizzin White Peace. Today, we've got my man, Modi Imran, here with us. He's the basically, let's call it the mastermind behind BizBoost. And man, it looks like there's a whole bunch of it. Like, it seems to me that BizBoost seems to be one of those things that has a bunch of things underneath it. So today we're going to get into that. We're going to get into Modi's story. So without further ado, my man Modi, how are you today, brother?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm great, Wisdom. How are you?
I'm good, brother. Thank you for asking. All right, so let's jump right into this, man. I want to know more about you. Where did you come from? What's your story? Break it down for me.
Okay, so I'm the founder and CEO of BizBoost. So it's been about 15 years since I've been working in the digital media industry. And so from hobby to passion, passion to purpose, and purpose to a career. So I created BizBoost as a brand in 2010, and I help individuals, brands, artists, and entrepreneurs and businesses in several industries and globally to connect them with their ideal audience. So I'm on a mission to build, grow, and nurture and leverage their online presence, the power of their influence in meaningful ways. So that's my story.
That's awesome. In today's world, it really boils down to your online presence, the connections that you have. There's a saying, and not a lot of people really follow this, but they say that your network is your net worth. So without all of this that you've put into it, how can you get back anything from it, right? So I really like that. And you know, what's really great is that just from knowing you personally, I know that you're truly dedicated to this. A lot of people say that's what they, you know, like you said, from drive to purpose, purpose to career. A lot of people don't realize that, and they think they can skip steps along the way. So I'm glad to know that you're there to fill in those dots and make it a lot easier, especially for people like me who it's difficult to, you know, get our stuff out there, right? So well done. I appreciate that. Now, where exactly did you come from? Now, I know you say you're the creator and CEO, but somewhere this had to start as an idea in a house or a business, or you were driving in your car. How did you do that? Where were you when that moment came upon you?
It's a long story going back into 2013. So I have been online since 2013, and I've been an explorer since the beginning. And if you ask me how I began thinking about BizBoost, is when I began sliding out of my piracy journey. So I was a pirate for about 5-6 years. So oh, wow. I used to encode and decode media. I used to analyze movies, music, softwares, and everything. Okay. So that's when I started analyzing what's happening in that media, who is the actor, what's the direction, how is it produced. So I loved analyzing the media. So keeping that as my hobby, I have an analytical mindset. Okay. And then when I jumped into social media on Twitter, in 2009. So that's when I started having so many ideas about BizBoost from my house. So I worked remotely within one room for over 10 years. So wow. I worked remotely globally with people of all races, people of all colors, people from different countries, people from different industries. So I have a lot of stories that I have lived that are inside me that I try to express through my work. So it goes a long way. Yeah,
That's
so
cool.
self-learning, self-discipline, sacrifices, hard work, dedication, countless sleepless nights. I have a thing about connection and relationships that matters to me on top. So my journey has always been about creating and building platforms for the people, fueled by passion and purpose. So they deserve to have a platform to showcase their ventures, the blood and sweat they put into their work, the true purpose of their online presence, audiences, and their entire package. That's why I started BizBoost. So it's like I treat them like friends in real life. I care deeply about their needs, and working on their needs allows me to personalize their digital media experiences above and beyond. So I become part of their vision. I become part of their dreams. I become part of their ventures, hopes, passion, purpose, and fulfillment of their of them all. So that's a calling today. BizBoost is home to do the greater good online, and it's a wonderful talent, business owners, thought leaders, change makers, and visionaries and innovators that keeps me motivated all this time. So it's their dreams and visions that are my fuel.
Good. Okay, and when you talk about BizBoost, obviously, I mean, I know you're the creator, you're the CEO, but surely there's got to be, it's not just you. I mean, there's got to be a team. You've got a team,
Yeah, of
yeah.
course.
And that team now, so when how do you keep it so that you all share the same direction?
Yeah, it's about culture talks. I share my journey, I share the mindset, I share how deeply we connect to the people, how deeply we think about people, how deeply we strategize. It's like a devotion to the people's creations. It's like devotion to their ventures. So every single day I try to sow a seed into their daily beings that they can reap its benefits, and they can grow it somewhere in their life, in their job responsibilities every single day. So it's a big challenge to share the vision, to share the culture. But if we do it consistently, if we share it genuinely, not through self through any selfish thought, so it works.
I like that. I like that. Sometimes it's really hard to find people that are all dedicated towards the same goal. So I'm glad that you found that. I'm glad that it's working for you, and I wish you a lot of success on that venture. Now, we've came this far with BizBoost. You started, what'd you say, 2010, right? 2010 you started BizBoost. Okay,
That's
so
correct.
from 2010 to 2024, you've put in all this work, you've built, you've strategized, you've connected and networked. Now, what are you gonna do now? What's the next step after that?
Yeah, so far I have a team of five in-house super talented executives at the BizBoost headquarters here in Delhi. So I plan to expand it into 10 more by the end of the year. Plus we are refining our business structure to expand further into the deeper networks of entertainment industry. So we have people and friends and networks everywhere in New York, New Jersey, Italy, Australia, Dubai, and Atlanta, Chicago. So we are trying to tap into the network so that we can serve more people and serve our being. So that's what's next.
That's incredible. Did you ever see it going that far? Did you ever see it reaching that level? I mean, I know we all have that dream to be like, oh, but did you see this first, or did you just kind of walk into it?
Yes, I did. Everything, whatever I do, I'm a visual thinker. So whatever I do, I imagine it first. It's already happened. Whatever needs to be done, I just need to put it into action, and then it's done.
I like that. A lot of people could learn from that point of view. A lot of people sit there and they hope, wish, and all this stuff. If we visualize the goal and we start working towards the goal, it seems like we achieve the goal. If we hope and wish, it seems like it's always going to be a hope and a wish, right? So
That's
that's really
correct.
well, really well. So now we've been friends for a couple of years, and During this process, you've really expanded a lot of different your image went from this to like everywhere. A lot of key connecting people along the way. Is there any one person or any one situation that you can think of that really just kind of took it off the cliff there for you?
I think there's no one situation. There are a couple of friends in my business. So like every day is a different story. And
Okay.
the clients we work with, the people we work with, and the creative people we work with are really different. So we promote the different, the people, the different, the people don't get. So every day is a different story, and when they refer us to someone, so that becomes a win and win and multiplication, and
Yeah.
like these moments, like we have it every now and then, and it makes the journey more fruitful, more fulfilling, and it
Yeah.
doesn't
Yeah.
matter how hard we're working day and night, regardless of the time zones. So like every day it happens actually.
I like that. I like how you said you're bringing the different to the people. I like that. So, in your quest to bring the different to the people, how do I say this? How many additions? How many features or editions of your online magazine have you created so far?
Yes, so far we have published about 300 news publications. That includes interviews and showcases of visionaries and like the people who are up there, the people who want a stage or a platform, the people who are not into the mainstream but they have done something good in their lives. So I and my company and my organization acts as a bridge between the dark world of social media and how we could enhance their journey into exposing themselves. So we
I
work
like
as a
that.
bridge between
I
the
like
world.
that. I like that. And when you say you work as a bridge, a lot of people think, well, that's just a connecting dot. But a lot of people don't understand that you actually have to walk a bridge. So it's not just, a connecting dot. It's an actual journey from one connecting dot to the next. So I like that because
Exactly.
that means you're also walking that bridge with them, right? You're not just watching them. You're literally moving across the bridge with them. I like that.
Exactly.
I like that. So now, real quick, obviously, one of those people that have connected some dots for you, or at least turns you on to different paths, Dr. Jimmy Starr. We obviously want to give our shout out to Dr. Jimmy Starr because a lot of us, myself included, wouldn't be where we are, or wouldn't have some of the connections, or wouldn't have
Okay.
some of the success that we've had if it wasn't for Jimmy Starr. And of course, being part of Jimmy Starr is also Eileen Shapiro because they're both part of World Star PR, and it's really their integrity and it's their passion to do the same exact thing that you're trying to do, connect the dots, help people get from one spot to another. And so I wanted to take a moment, shout him out, shout out World Star PR, because I feel like in today's world, there are 100,000 take your money for services companies, but there are only
Exactly.
a few walk with you hand in hand companies. And I believe that you have successfully accomplished that. So good job to both of you. Of course, WorldStar PR as well. What was the thing? How does it make you feel? So when you made this decision and you started putting it into play and you started watching it unfold, I know that made you feel really good, but at the same time, did you ever feel hesitant? Did you ever feel unsure of something? Were you ever on shaky ground at any time?
No, man, you have to be crazy to do something that you decide. You have to be crazy. You can't have any doubt. You can't have any critical, like a suspicious thought about anything. But if you decide something, you need to do it. You have to do it anyhow. You strategize, you plan, and you put it into action. That's it. Go.
I like that. I like how you
Yeah.
said that. I like that. You can't just have any doubt. I like that. No
Yeah.
doubts.
People are going to say, oh, they're going to procrastinate or give us an excuse or something. No. We can't have any distractions. We can't have any excuses. No. It just put into action and manifest it. That's it. That's how it
I like
works.
that. I
No
like that.
distractions.
I like that. Speaking of no distractions and accomplishing the plan, I never got the chance, and I want to tell you right now, congratulations. Congratulations on you and your lovely, wonderful wife. You guys, I watched it. I seen it on social media. Congratulations. I think you guys look adorable together. And I wish you all of joy, success, and health in life. You guys, good job. You know what I mean? So
Thank you so much.
I
Thank you
wish
so
you a
much.
wonderful, yeah, no problem, no problem. So now we obviously you had me featured in I think it was number five, issue number five.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
that was, obviously I truly appreciate that. Was very thankful for me. But now since issue five, what's happened? Where's that gone? What issue are you on now?
Right now we are speeding up to collect the stories for issue number 10,
Issue
and
number 10
yeah, it's coming out May in May.
in May.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, do you plan on ever physically producing any of this stuff, or is this, do you just like to stick in the digital world and maintain that?
Yeah, we like it digital in the digital version because in a physical format there are a few limitations that we don't want to get into, and
Okay.
in digital publication there are no limitations, so
Gotcha.
we can make it as much dynamic as much possible,
Nice.
and the possibilities of like showcasing people in the most appealing and in the most meaningful visual storytelling format, it's like limitless. So we love it digital.
So you prefer the visual grandeur of it, the eye
Exactly.
appealing, the sound appealing, stuff like that. You like that.
Yeah.
That's and it, I tell you the truth, I like it too. I used to live, so I'm old. I was around before it really turned into a social media and technological world. And I remember back in the day, when you played sports or when you performed on stage or any of this kind of stuff, they'd always give you these little awards, these little trophies. They were about this big, first place, second place, so on and so forth, right? So back in the day, you was like, oh, I have to have a trophy. If I don't have a physical thing to show how awesome, it's not worth
Yeah.
it, right? I feel like in today's world, it's flipped. It's like, well, if I don't have this amazing online thing, it's not worth it, right? So it's just funny to see how we went from one extreme all the way to the other. So, I mean, trophies are still around, but they just aren't as popular as they were, right? So,
Yeah, that's funny.
now, of course, have you guys won any awards? Have you been featured anywhere? Is it any kind of nominations, anything like that?
Yeah, we have been featured at several magazines and media publications. So we had a mass PR broadcast back in 2021, and in Atlanta news publication, in Brian's magazine, in Hearts of Hollywood magazine, which are our partner, and there's a huge list.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Congratulations. I mean,
thank you.
in again, in today's world, the resume is what speaks, right? So the more you can add to your resume, the better off you are,
Yeah.
right?
I would like
And now,
to add. I would like to add one thing in our talks. So since like all adding up like credits into the resume, or putting like a visual appeal to the online presence. So in my perception, none of those things matter actually. So unless we have something meaningful to do with it, unless we have a higher purpose to do with it, unless we have something good to do with it, so it doesn't matter. So people are going crazy about digital media or being on the social networking platforms and doing anything, publishing anything. So all those things matters the least. So for me, in my perception and different perceptions of diversity, how I think is, no matter whatever brand or business you have, you don't have to like calculate it through the number of likes or number of followers that you have. You
Very
have
true.
To calculate it with the number of people you connect, the number of networks you connect, the people you serve, the people you give your service or you give your product, and they have a great experience through it. So that's what matters.
Quality over quantity, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. A lot of people don't realize that in today's world, we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of millions of people all doing the exact same thing.
Exactly.
A lot of them, they put it out every day. Every day, something new, something new, something new, right? Me personally, I don't know how they do it. I can't put out something that I mean, I can, but to me, it would be a sloppy, it'd be rushed. It wouldn't be my best work. Now, when I was a younger artist and obviously I was just trying to get out as much as I could. But somewhere along the line, I started to grow up and I started to learn and realize it's okay to take your time. It's okay to truly invest yourself into the art that you're creating. Because by doing that, you're only going to make it better and better and better. And likes and followers, oh my God. Again, I was alive before all of this, right? I was alive before all this. I remember a time before likes and followers. And the one thing I'll say about that is I've never been good at being popular. I was never a popular kid, you know what I mean? So I don't put much stock into likes and followers. To me, likes and followers are it's a momentary thing. One day you could be absolutely nothing, and the next day a million people could like your stuff, but that didn't change you. You're still the same person from yesterday, right? So likes and followers, I get annoyed at that. I wish they would take that away, right? I wish it would be more about shares and engagement. Right? How many people are actually engaging with your product? How many people are actually sharing it and talking about it? That's the difference, right? That's what makes a success, right? So, anyways. All right. So now moving on a little bit. So we're getting into the last couple of minutes here. Mm-hmm. And with the last couple of minutes, I want to expand a little bit further on what you're capable of. I mean, a lot of people have got the background story. They understand the mindset now. What is it though that BizBoost really connects and can provide?
Okay, that's a great question. So this is this goes deeper into the networks of digital media. So when I created BizBoost in 2010, it was just a digital, like a social media agency. So as I grew up through it, through the process, I grew into it, and I built a deep network of people and the infrastructure. So our infrastructure today goes back 15 years old. So today, we are getting in August, BizBoost will be 15 years old. So we have a very deep network and infrastructure. So that goes back into 15 years. And we have different avenues, different elements that are connected with BizBoost Galaxy. Example, there is BizBoost Talks Live. There is BizBoost Magazine. There is BizBoost News. There is BizBoost MVP. That is a complete all-in-one business development plan. There is BizBoost Viral. We have a SMM platform which helps the people to gain a lot of exposure and viral factors in their social media. And we have a BizBoost social media growth suite, which is our signature service suite that we have served since the legacy of our foundation. So there are several elements of BizBoost that we serve to the people, and we personalize each element to the individual or the brand or business or an artist. Like it's like everything is handcrafted.
Okay.
Yeah, so the handcraft it's like handcrafting their journey into building and growing and nurturing their online presence. So that's the core aspect of BizBoost that we live through, and we truly connect them with their ideal audiences.
And now, when you say ideal audiences, how do you
Yeah.
determine somebody's ideal audience?
Okay. So that comes down to the strategy. That comes so it depends on what kind of brand do you have, what industry you are coming from, what is your growth objective, where you are coming from, what have you done with your online presence, what kind of network do you have, and what kind of goal do you have for a particular campaign. So that there are a couple of matrices that are taken into the checklist first, and then a strategy is decided, and then a deep research work is done to find the ideal audience. So we dig into the social networks, we dig into the competitors, we dig into the mainstream media, we dig into the biggies, and we take out their ideal audience. So it takes a lot of experience, it takes a lot of analytical skills, like who is that person who could resonate with the voice of the brand or voice of the business.
Right. And of course you utilize the magazine, the Talk Lives, and you use those as the different outlets and so on to broadcast this, correct?
Exactly. So that
Okay.
is something, yeah, that is something the BizBoost Talks Live, the magazine, the news is the only thing, are the only few elements of BizBoost that showcase what we do inside and the people who we work with. Otherwise, all the work we do, it's like under a lot of layers. We are the insiders. So we work behind the scenes. So that's why I built this media house, the live, the magazine and news, to showcase what's happening inside and who are the people we work with, and then giving an innovative platform to more people to showcase their brand or business or to tell their story out to the world.
So, at the end of the day, do you ever feel like it's exhausting? Because that sounds like a lot. I mean, honestly, that sounds like a lot. And I know you put your best into it. You want to say, I'm here for the people and stuff. But at some point, you have to say, wow, because I mean, you're that, what is this? This is a nonstop thing for you. How many hours a day do you work at this?
If you ask me, it's very, very exhausting, but you can't focus on that you are exhausted. You have to focus on what needs to be done. What is the necessity? What is the relevance? So it's about being an executive. It's about being responsible for the tasks and the operations that you have, and being accountable to get it done. So anyhow, it needs to be done, and it can be like seriously exhausting. You can feel like,
I was just going to
oh,
say that
I
is
can't do that.
seriously exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah, it can be seriously exhausting, but you have to do it anyway. If it's hard and
It's going to require work, right?
people don't like working hard, and if it's hard, and if you get through it, then you know how to do it. Not
Well, they
everybody will
say
go after the hard thing.
So I learned once along upon a time ago that there is a So when you talk about what is it, Kung Fu, Kung Fu, right? Everybody thinks of Kung Fu as just like fighting, but Kung Fu actually means to master whatever you're doing. So
Exactly.
you could have Kung Fu cleaning the yard. It's all about how masterful you are at what you're doing. And you don't achieve Kung Fu until you've put in years and years of just mindless work. Some of these masters that you see in Kung Fu, they didn't reach master status until they were 50, 60 years old because they constantly were in a state of improvement all the time, right? I like that. I like that. With great sacrifice and hard work comes a wonderful and great payoff. You can't have the goal if you're not willing to put in all the work between there. I like that. All right, we've got like 2 minutes left. I want to take the time out. I want to say thank you. I really enjoyed this. This was a great way to get back into the new season of FCI 247. You were a great guest. The way you broke it down and identified how you can bring more success and more help and more support to anybody, everybody. I like that. That's
Yeah.
to me, that means a lot. A lot of these service-based places are one. They're only for musicians. They're only for actors. They're only for those kind of people. So for you to be all inclusive in today's world, absolutely amazing. So I think out of 10 out of 10, man, you're doing a great job. I wish you a continued years and just lifestyle of success. Although I want to say at the same time, don't burn yourself out. Don't get
Yeah.
too exhausted, Make sure you take care of yourself. You got this family thing going on for you. You've got a team of people. I want to see the best for you. I want to see the best for you, your team of people and your family. And it all starts with you. So make sure you take care of yourself too, brother. You know what I mean? So
Thank you so much.
thank
Thank you
you
so
so
much for
much
the
for
visit.
taking your time out. And with the last minute, I want you to go ahead and give the people something to take away from this.
So the takeaway is never stop creating.
Nice.
That's the takeaway, yeah.
Nice. Nice. A lot of people get afraid. They're like, oh, it's not good enough. Oh, it's not the way that
Don't
people
give
want.
up.
Just create. Create
Keep
and create
creating.
and create. I
Never give
love
up.
it. I love it. Thank you so much, Modi. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
your time today, brother. And again, hit me up if you ever need anything, okay?
Take care.
You too, brother.